Yeah, man. Welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Cobb, and this is our Root Work series. And I think this number is 13, if I'm not mistaken. So for those that don't know, Root Work is the practice of accountability and ownership, starting with creating change within yourself. So this is a series where I've been taking five of my sticky notes, and my sticky notes are quotes, you know, sayings, anything I've gotten from a spiritual message, from a motivational video, from a book. If I felt like it was a line that made me think about my life, made me want to change things in my life, I wrote it down on a sticky note and I started calling it my root work. So I pick five of these at random. I say the line and then give a little background on it, maybe where I was in my life when I wrote it, what message I get from it, or what I might implement in my life moving forward. Let's get started with number one. Many people never get to intimacy in a relationship because they won't work through their insecurities with that person. Many people never get to intimacy in a relationship because they won't work through their insecurities with that person. So this is, I think it just speaks for itself. It's about building on a relationship and developing trust at a deeper level. Intimacy, which I've learned over the years, is much more than just a physical act, you know, the love making, the passionate, all of that side of things. Intimacy is just connection. It's connecting with someone on a deeper level. And if you are afraid to show your vulnerabilities and show your insecurities, how can you ever get to that level of intimacy to where you trust that person enough to let down your guard? Will you trust that person enough to share some of your crazy thoughts or your weird dreams or your weird things that happen throughout your day? And you trust that person that they won't judge you for whatever it is, that they just accept and that they appreciate that you're sharing that with them. This is something I have to deal with as far as emotions in general. I just don't share. That's always been me. Is that's what I grew up around, is, you know, telling people about how you feel and, you know, what you mad about or what made you upset. That did nothing. So I took that on and I'm learning now, still developing because I have not gotten there, but I'm learning to open up a little bit more, to share a little bit more. Even through therapy, I've learned to acknowledge. That's been the biggest thing, is I've always been one to just gloss over and say, you know, my day was great, and not even think about what might have made me upset or what might have ticked me off in a moment. I've learned to acknowledge those moments. It doesn't change the fact that you can still be a positive person, have an optimistic outlook. It just lets you know, it gives you a better understanding of who you are and what affects you. And for you to be able to speak about that, that's opening up and showing more trust to that person you're in a relationship with. And that brings you to a deeper level of intimacy. So I just want to encourage you to do that. Just share those insecure moments, share those emotions that you have. And I'm really talking to my guys on this one, man, because this is, I mean, we struggle with it a little more than most. So if you are with somebody and you trust that person, trust them with all of it. Trust them that if you share those vulnerable moments, that they got your back. They're looking out for you and they're in your corner. I'm telling you, it's new to me, but I'm already seeing the effects of it. I'm already seeing my wife just, you know, lean into it more, and it's helping us in our relationship. So I want to get that to you. Let's go to number two. Number two. How can I expect success if I don't have a standard of excellence? If I have not established a standard of excellence in my life, how could I expect God to bless my blemished offerings? Now, this one is telling me that when I do something, I need to do it to the best of my abilities. If I'm asking God to help me build a new, you know, build a better life, buy a new house for my family, get a new position at my job, grow my podcast, help me with an online presence, help me grow this business. If I'm not giving my full effort to it, how can I expect God to come and bless a blemished offering? How can I expect God to put his all into it and take me to the heights that I want to get to if I'm not even willing to do the work on level one or level two or level three? The question is, are we asking more out of God than we are willing to put in ourselves? Are we committed to this thing, or are we just hoping that it happens for us and we can just step into this glory? It's like the breakfast. Are you a participant, or are you committed? Are you the chicken where you giving your eggs, or are you the pig where you cutting a piece of it out of your back and you giving out bacon? Are you committed, or are you just participating? Do that audit on yourself. That's a real one right there. That's a tough one for people to swallow too. Are you really in it, or are you just hoping? Because that's what it is. If you praying about something, if you wishing about something, if you really want something, are you doing anything to get that result? Are you making any steps towards it? Because if you're not, then you're just wishing. You're just wishing, you're just dreaming. And it's never going to happen that way. And then to expect God to do way more work than you are willing to do, that's not going to fly. That's not going to work. And maybe some of us have been in that position for a long time. And we just got to check ourselves and check the reality of, if I'm not going to put my all in, how can I expect God to elevate that and bless that and grow that? Because if you're not willing to do your best and do your all, that's telling God and telling yourself that you don't really want it that bad. You don't really want it that bad. If you're not willing to do all the work that it takes to achieve whatever thing you're trying to achieve, then you really don't want it that bad. And you got to let that dream go if that's the case. Be real with yourself. Don't waste your time. If it's something that you just talking about, but you ain't even made a phone call, you ain't even made a step towards it, you ain't submitted an application, you haven't went and checked out how much it will cost to even get it started, because that's free. I ain't saying you got to go and pay for it. If you're trying to get a property, you don't have to go pay for the property, but you can make a phone call and, hey, so what's the property going for? What's the specs? What would I need in order to make a proper bid on this house? Ask yourself, are you doing your part, or are you just asking God to help you and you won't even get off the couch? Are you asking God to give you abs, but you still eating pizza 3 times a week, having milkshakes and all type of sugar every day of the week? Are you asking God to bless you to get a promotion, but you still doing minimal work? You still showing up late here and there? Whenever somebody asks you to do something at work, you're not available. That's a deep dive into yourself. Audit yourself. And be real about it. Don't lie about it. Be real. Are you doing everything that you can, or are you giving God a blemished dream and asking him to fix it? Number three. As soon as their feet touched, the water from upstream stopped flowing. And that's Joshua 3, 15 and 17. So I can't remember exactly what the story was, but I remember the concept of the story. Well, I know it might have been a group of people, it might have just been a few people, but they were trying to get across this river, and they had already been traveling for a long time. So they were trying to get to a certain city, and they had already been traveling for a while, and they knew that this river was there the whole time, but yet they still walked towards it. They've been praying for God to make a way for them to get past and get to the city that they wanted to get to. But they knew this river was there. And as soon as they got to the river and decided to take a step into it, so it wasn't the fact that they just showed up at the river, stood there, and then started praying, saying, God, stop the river so we can do what we need to do. It was as soon as they made a step into the river, the stream stopped and they were able to cross. So what is that telling me? That's telling me, well, from what the pastor was talking about in that, I'll go back a little bit. He's saying the river just didn't stop in that moment. He's saying the God set it up to where a mile ahead, something happened that stopped the river. And by the time they got to that point, as long as they did what they were supposed to do as far as stepping and moving forward, the flow of the stream was stopped. The flow of the stream was stopping. So that means God set it up before they even got to the river. So that's saying to me is God is setting up things in my life way before I even get there. Like it's pieces moving for some of the successes that I'm hoping for. It's pieces moving for my journey as I go with building this brand, building a podcast, building a speaking career, working in my day job, building in the IT field. There's already things in place. I just have to have the faith to keep walking, keep going forward. Even when I don't know how, even when it doesn't look like it, it's going to happen. Even when I don't have the knowledge that I need for the future, for my future success. My job is to keep moving forward in faith that whatever's happening around me is going to work to the good of the plan that God has for me. So I want to encourage you to do that, man. Keep walking. Keep moving. Keep stepping forward. You never know. You never know. And I'm learning that's where a lot of the stories come from and a lot of the appreciation comes from. I know I've gotten so locked in sometimes on the final result to where I disregard or discredit the journey. And when I start thinking back on certain things, you know, like getting on TV as an actor or, you know, getting in physical health and achieving goals in that, it's not necessarily the point that I got to it that I think about the most. I think about going to auditions for other things and then that leading me to the point. I think about some of the people I've met along that journey. Being at the gym, I think about some of the relationships I built at the gym, some of the stories, some of the laughs, sitting in the cafeteria having a good time. It's the journey where all the magic happens and all those special moments and memories happen. So when I start to get so anxious and full of worry and that feeling of, you know, inadequacy or feeling down because I'm not where I see myself being yet, it's about keeping faith and walking into the journey and knowing that God is going to set things where they need to be set for me to get to where I need to go. And I know he'll do it for you too. That's what the biggest hope is about me talking about God more and opening up about God more is I want you to access that source. I want to encourage you to just have that conversation. Be real. Be open. Be forward. Just, he's there. He's waiting. He wants to be a part of your life. Allow it in. Build on that and then use God as a source. And then when you start creating things, give him praise for it. Let's go number four. Mm-hmm. Command your gratitude to come forward. Gratitude isn't a feeling. Command your gratitude to come forward. Gratitude isn't a feeling. So this is just a practice of gratitude. This is a mindset. Gratitude is a mindset. It's not allowing your mind to drift off in so many directions, drift off so deep into the negative, into the what if they, and what if I don't, and what if all this happens? Gratitude is a mind shift on putting your perspective on where it needs to be. That's what it really is. It's a change of perspective. What should you be focusing on when you think you can't or you're not? Or of course it won't. Think about what you have. I'm not sure which story it was, but it was a story. It was one of the guys in the Bible and God that called him to speak and to preach. And his response was, what if they don't accept me? What if they don't take heed to the words I give? What if they look down upon me? Stuff that we always feel. We all feel it in many areas is, what if I'm not good enough? What if I don't parent the right way? What if I don't show up the right way at work? What if I don't get that promotion this year? What if I get laid off? Changing your perspective in that moment when he asked, what if they don't? God said, what's in your hand? What is in your hand? And what he was really saying is, what did I give you? What have I already given you that they have no effect on? They can't change that I've given you a voice to speak. They can't change the gifts I've given you. They can't change the family I gave you or the life that I've blessed you with or the fact that you're breathing, you're here, you're living. What have I given you? So that's the mind shift change. That's the perspective. Instead of allowing your brain to go down that rabbit hole of what can't and what won't and how bad, what have I been blessed with? What can I do in this moment? I might not be able to lift 100 pounds, but can I lift 10? I might not be able to make 13 calls, but can I make 2? I might not be able to give her everything she wants, but can I start off writing her a letter? Can I send her a couple more texts a day? Can I buy some candy and leave it on the bed with a nice note on it? What can you do? Think about the, not even thinking about it, it's the gratitude. Gratitude is looking at what you already have and appreciating the fact that you have something to be thankful for and to work with. I'm sure you can find tons of gratitude practices online, so I encourage you to do that, but have that a part of your daily life. Give thanks on something. You ain't got to be, all the time saying thank you for everything and never get upset or never feel down. But it's the, don't allow your mind to just have one end of it. If it's going to create this side, then it's on you to bring that side. Balance that thing out. Let your mind know that you are blessed. You have so many more blessings than you may give credit to on a daily basis. Live in that. Number 5, we finishing out. Last one, let's go. I think I didn't write this all the way out because it kind of stops, but it says, God has you on a comeback route in order. I don't know what happened, but I might have just lost thought or wrote another one. That's what I do a lot. If I stop the thought, I might just write another one and put the other one in there. But God has you on a comeback route in order. And I think it was in order to move you forward. So it's those moments in your life where you feel like you're falling backwards. You feel like you're losing. You feel like your life is not moving in the direction that you wanted to move in anymore. You might be losing relationships, losing friends, not connecting with family. You might feel like you're stuck in a job to where you thought you were getting a promotion. Now somebody else is getting that promotion and you don't see another way. You don't see another position that's open. You're not sure how you would then be in position to get a next promotion. Or it could be in your health. You might have been working out for a while and now you've plateaued. Or you started to gain a little weight. Or you started to lose some of that motivation and some of that determination that you started the journey with. This is saying that God has you on a comeback route because you might have been moving in the position to where it was leading to something worse. You might have been moving into where you you were leading yourself to a real roadblock, to something that's really life-changing, to something that really could have derailed whatever you're working on. So God has you coming back, so then now your focus is back on him. It's as if you're running away. It's as if you're moving away from him and he's guiding you from behind, but he tells you to turn around. So now you're looking at God again, and he is your focus. He is your source. He is the one that you are now saying, what do I need to do next? What's the plan? Give me the strategy. Tell me my next steps. So this is about using God as your source. I mean, I feel like I'm repeating myself on a lot of stuff, but I don't think it's a ton of principles that need to be applied in life. I think you should have a core set. And one of the core principles for me is, when I need answers, I go to God. When I need that tough conversation, I pray on it first and I talk to God as I'm commuting to work, or as I'm working out, as I'm on the treadmill. I'll throw it up to God. What should I do? What's the next move? What's a good place to start? Give me some direction. You might be on the comeback route to where you were moving so quick, and now you kind of stop seeing what to do, and you kind of feel like you're floating, and you feel like things aren't feeling quite right. Get back to God for a minute. Look back at him, ask him what needs to be done. Use him as your source. He's looking to be your source, man. So use the God that knows everything that's going to happen. Use the God that has all the answers for you, and follow what he says. That's the part, is follow what he says. And know that it's going to be for the best. He's leading you to the best life that you can get to. So follow God. Follow what he says. Use him as a source. And if you want to come back right, it's just a few steps, man. You ain't going all the way back to the beginning. It's a couple steps back, and then you shooting back forward. And I hope that helps somebody out there, man. I hope y'all take heed to some of these things, and hopefully it helps you in your life. These are the things that's been blessing me. I'm believing that my life is moving on the up and up. I'm getting blessed with more and more. God is just changing things left and right for me, and I'm just going with the journey. I'm working towards the things I want, especially with the brand, especially at my day job, especially with my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my son. I am blessed. Yeah, I am blessed, man. And I know it's only getting better. And I truly just want that for everybody. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you for rocking with your boy in this episode. You know, we always finish with, negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So go and create you some positive news this week. I'll talk to you in the next episode.